Anything else that came out of San Antonio relevant to these topics?
Well, there were some updates on management of late recurrence for ER-positive breast cancer. So you may remember 2 years ago, there was a major presentation from the Oxford Overview Group looking at the risk of recurrence after 5 years of tamoxifen therapy. And they had a New England Journal of Medicine paper, and it looked pretty scary. It looked like there was a very high risk of recurrence in years 5 to 10 and even beyond year 10. And almost all groups of women they analyzed, with the exception of women who had low-grade stage 1 breast cancers, carried more than a 10% risk of late recurrence. And that was really influential in pushing a lot of folks towards longer durations of anti-estrogen therapy. At San Antonio in 2019, they more or less walked back the whole thing. They gave an update on those data, but they looked at it for women who were diagnosed before the year 2000 and then after the year 2000. And what was interesting is that in the modern trials, diagnosis after the year 2000, the risk of late recurrence is actually a lot less than what they saw in the women diagnosed before the year 2000, mostly trials running in the 1990s. And that's probably because we've gotten much more sophisticated about obsessing about margins and careful measurements of tumors and tailoring therapy, so we're using just enough but not too much, and looking at nodes, especially sentinel nodes. But I think my takeaway from that was actually when consulting and advising a patient who's been on endocrine therapy for 5 years and is wondering what their risk of recurrence is, it's probably substantially less than what the original Oxford overview had suggested.